Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
We're good. Just let's go ahead and break it down right now, folks. If you want to call in, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Thank you guys down there, GCN. Also wanted to let you know, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com if you want to watch us live. Click onto the platform in which we have. Join us on Top Chat. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and click on and join us live on Top Chat. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're talking about right now, submission to tyranny in the Bible, we're leading up to this. Where does it teach us that in the Bible? Where we're supposed to submit to tyranny in the Bible outside of the false professors and the hirelings in the pulpits of America today. The greatest advocate to the abortion industry, to the homosexual lobby, and to Muslim infiltration. Who's advocated, into tyranny? It first starts in the church. And if we're going to take responsibility, friends, and we are true Christians, that's exactly what we'll do. We'll begin to bring the answers to the world that the world needs, and that's going to be brought by that of Christ. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Now, listen, I want to give you one more quote, and I'm going to take a couple phone calls, and I need to get back to this topic. But remember what George Washington said, because some people bring up Tripoli. Hey, folks, the Treaty of Tripoli, or Tripoli, however you want to say it, because I hear people say it differently all the time, it's not a repudiation of the fact that 86% of the people in this country are Christians. And furthermore, for those that didn't know, our first headquarters concerning our federal government was in New York. And guess what George Washington did in New York when he swore in to be the first president of the United States of America? He opened the book to Deuteronomy 28, to the blessings and the cursings. He put his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and to man on that platform in New York, friends, concerning where federal government was first established, right? And what did he do? He had his hand in the Bible. When he was done swearing his oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, he kissed the Bible. George Washington is also the guy that said it is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. I mean, folks, I can go on and I can go on and I can go on. Let's take a couple phone calls and we'll get back to the topic. We got Michael calling in from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the medical tyranny we're going through. Forced masks.
Yep.
To even shop. We have to, I mean, how many people in this room, the chat room, are listening, are forcing people to wear masks?
Yeah.
You know? It's getting real bad, and I can go to the Bible to show you that this is wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, from 2 Corinthians 3, 18. You know, our faith shows our glory. Okay? And we cannot serve two masters. To perpetuate this nonsense, this health inquisition, if you will. It's just going to get worse. We're under judgment right now for capitulating to all the issues you talk about.
You are correct.
Yeah, this is judgment. A mask is a symbol of shame. It goes in Revelation. It says, fear God. Give glory to Him. Not this CV-19 nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to give you, you know, the time to make the point that you want to make. The point, and I'm trying to say this, Michael, because the first thing that goes through my mind when you say force us to wear a mask, let me ask you the question. This is how you create slaves. How do you create slaves? Make them ignorant. Okay? Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid, right? The American people willfully gave up the Word of God. They willfully gave up the U.S. Constitution. Why? Because there's no gratitude for those that fought, bled, and died in the spiritual first and foremost of Jesus Christ dying on Calvary, bleeding Calvary red as the propitiation of the sins of the world. There's no gratitude. Okay. The same thing when you go to Arlington Cemetery. I come from a military family, and I could go down the numbers concerning the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants in third world countries that the American people are now submitting to in their own country. Okay? There's no gratitude. Okay? And if there was gratitude, you wouldn't have to tell them to get back to the Word of God, and you wouldn't have to tell them to get back to the U.S. Constitution. What is happening in America today is exactly how you make slaves. Even going so far as to, let me go fast forward for a moment, Michael, because I seen what your topic was before I got on the radio. Or actually, I pulled you up on the radio. And I went to the back of the mask. Okay? Just to go two steps forward, because what's going on here is the Hegelian dialectic. They push you two steps forward, they go back a step, and then you feel like, okay, you really gave them that, you know, theirs. You better back off or else we mean what we say. No, they're just giving the American people a little appeasement, but what the American people have failed to understand is their foot's still in the door, and they got the door open. This is how they destroy a country incrementally. If you would just take the time, America, and read the back of these boxes concerning these masks, it tells them, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Then why do they have a mask on? Because it's not about the mask. It's about forced compliance. They're seeing how many people will submit to their unconstitutional edicts. They want to see how many Americans will actually allow them to operate in a lawless fashion, in a tyrannical fashion. And you know this, my friend? 88% of the people in this country are wearing masks to their own demise. And that's the judgment which you're talking about right now, Michael.
Yeah. And people who keep with this nonsense are to wear the mask, enforce the mask, they're going to end up needing one to cover their face.
I'm in Bears Forum, aren't you, Michael? I'm in Bears Forum.
There's more than one way to worship. Church isn't the only way to worship. You worship in what you do, what you eat, and how you treat other people.
Well, here, let me say it this way, Michael. Let's just cut to the chase because I've got a lot of content to cover. I'm in total agreement with you right now. The way to worship is to resist tyranny. It's to defy it. It's to dissent. It's to throw them off and say, you are not my God. I receive my rights from God. I don't receive my privileges from you, the state. And instead of the American people dealing with the tyrants in their government and throwing them off lawfully, they're submitting to more of their unlawful and unconstitutional edicts. And that is their judgment. And I'm embarrassed for them. As a matter of fact, I'm ashamed of those that call themselves Christians, because it's a lack of Christianity because it bears false witness, my friend. I'm going to take some more calls on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to get into more of the submission to tyranny in the Bible, question mark. Folks, just the exact opposite. Romans 13 in perspective. Put that up against the 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians. That's major hypocrisy, isn't it? Yep. Sure is. I mean, now we have the Pastor Jeffers, who's right next to the president. He's going out and telling Christians to start taking the vaccination. Folks, they got there's an accessibility to the same information that I have. How is it that they're not actually taking on that information? All these warnings concerning vaccinations. Just watched a piece on Robert Kennedy the other day. Did you know? And who's suing vaccination companies like mad? Did you know that he said that there's over 400 warnings on vaccination boxes, on the back box warnings. But how do you hear through the mainstream media? It's all positive. I mean, we got politicians, friends, that are getting the shot on television, or so they would have you believe, with the plungers down, behind where you can't see if the needle's going in, with the caps on. If anybody's paying attention, this is a fact. Okay, they're not receiving jack. Here's the thing. They've got the American people believing that this is the way to go. Well, the politicians, this on a global basis, by the way, this is a global initiative, taking the vaccination again with the plungers down and the caps on, and they expect us to be stupid enough not to see it and understand what's going on, okay? But with that said, what's interesting about all of this, friends, is that the American people, regardless of the nurses passing out seconds after she takes the shot, all the doctors that are lining up to try to warn the people on a global scale of the dangers of vaccinations, which we've given you that information for 9 months. Okay. What do? The politicians, after they get their alleged shots, they stand up and everybody in the room claps. Or like the CEO from Delta talking about how he's excited to get his vaccination. When have you ever heard anybody say anything so foolish in all your life, friends? Folks, you got to understand what propaganda is, because you are under it in a major, major way. They cannot prove the narrative, period. They can't prove it. I'm going to go ahead and take Trey from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey there, Mr. Bradley. I appreciate everything that you do. Been listening to you for about 9 months now, whenever all this stuff kicked off. And
oh, cool.
I can't thank you guys enough.
Thank you.
And Yes, yes. So I know you're busy, got a lot of stuff going on, so I'll just cut kind of to the chase here. And I just appreciate you. I am a registered nurse, and my wife is actually a medical provider. She's actually, I'm very proud of her, she's actually a medical director of a nationwide urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very, you know, and neither of us wear these things, right?
Yep.
Neither of us wear these slave muzzles. And long story short, there's been a lot of cases where, you know, ever since it started, I was trying to warn people on YouTube and stuff and tell them the truth about a mask and what they're used for as far as a medical professional, you know, and people would scoff, et cetera. You know, I'll just listen to the experts on TV, whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, well, that's interesting, because they don't, a lot of these so-called experts don't even have any kind of degree, which me and my wife both do, in, you know, medical practices.
Trey, can I get you to hold on a second?
Yes, sir.
I want to insert this into the conversation. Trey just made a very important point. Bill Gates, for the first time listeners, I know that there's new listeners today all across the country and the globe. Bill Gates is not a doctor. But the media is right there to put a microphone and a camera up to his face every time he breathes about vaccinations. He's not a licensed doctor, friends.
Correct.
Why are
Correct.
They trying to legitimize someone that's illegitimate? The head of the WHO, he's not a doctor. These are the ones that are calling the shot, friends. And then on the other side, we have big tech companies censoring licensed doctors because they don't want you to have the facts to make healthy decisions for yourselves. Say on, Trey. I just had to add that.
Yes, sir. No, you're absolutely right. And then, so the spirit of truth that is within you, it agrees with my spirit as well. I can't say enough about you and Mr. Tim Brown there. And,
cool.
I sync up with it entirely. So I've been studying now since I've had persecution, so to speak, with different establishments and grocery stores and things where I still have yet to wear one of those muzzles. And I started studying into what you're talking about, into these laws, really looking into our history, and I agree with all of that, and it's incredible. And I started to find, and I started to discover, searching the word of truth from our Most High Father, that, you know, it's clear and plain as day to me, we never had a time when the patriarchs ever hired an attorney. And they always, you know, Paul and Stephen are fantastic examples. They were brought before the courts, but they let the spirit of truth flow through them to that court. So I started seeking the Father on this. I started praying and begging for understanding, and next thing I know, I found out about a gentleman named Robert Fox. He is now deceased, 2017, went to be with the Father. But just as you were speaking earlier about the immigrants who were brought here in asylum, he had the same situation. He was a Canadian. When he came here, he was fleeing persecution in Canada. It's a long story, but long story short, he used the Bible to stand on in the courtrooms, and he represented himself every single time. And this gentleman went, I think he 9 or 10 times was taken to court by the federal government. And we all know that is, most people don't win those cases, especially representing themselves. And he did, and he used what is in the Bible about sanctuary. Like you were just talking about in the last half of the show about, you know, them coming as asylum. He used sanctuary, and, you know, according to the Bible, there must be cities of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And so this gentleman, I long story short, I learned about affidavits.
Okay.
And this started to change my whole mind about everything. I learned that with affidavits, once they are put into the court record, they are considered public record. And if you're representing yourself, letting the Holy Spirit flow through you and standing on the Word of God, then whenever it is put into court, you are then able to testify to it. And now it is considered sworn testimony and is the absolute truth. And even in the Webster's
1828 and 1913. They're both outstanding.
I have a
yep.
copy down in my basement right now. Sorry,
yep.
I'm just trying to come up with all this. Anyways, long story short, once he did that, he was then able to follow through. It was then, because nowadays most people will file motions if they represent themselves. Mr. Bundy, I've been following his
yep.
cases.
Yep.
They've been filing motions, but the judge can deny those.
Yep.
But not with an affidavit. It can't be denied.
Okay.
it's considered.
I'm not cutting your legs from under you. I just got to get. Sir. I got other calls in. And so,
yes, sir.
Trey, make your point. Now, I want to say this because I'm not going to. I sense the sincerity, but I want you to do me a favor, okay? I want you to go read when we get off the phone here. Titus 3:13, really quick. Okay.
All right. I'm writing it down right now. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. Titus 3:13. It just adds to the conversation. Some of the things that you said at the very beginning. It just adds a little bit more knowledge in the statements that you made. That's all. Nothing more. Nothing less.
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
No,
yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
So I'll give you the last word. You got 15 seconds. Make your point.
Yes, sir. Well, I just pray that those who are trying to stand up for wisdom and truth and for freedom would search their word, search their scripture, ask Lord Jesus Christ to fill you with the Holy Spirit and to look into these things. And
Amen.
Robert Fox teaches the law, and Peggy Hall, the healthy American, she has all kinds of ways to teach us how to do these things in the actual courts.
Amen.
But first and foremost, our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Trey from Colorado. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yeah, very much. And by the way, the last caller that we had, I did not mean to cut you off. I felt that we were at the end of the conversation, but we came up against a hard break. Now, guys down at GCN, I got two more calls on there. I have no names. If you can bring up their names and where they're from, I'd greatly appreciate it. Let me get back to making a couple more points just to keep the ball rolling here concerning the topic. And the topic is submission to tyranny in the Bible? Nowhere. Just the exact opposite. I would love for somebody to get their pastor on the phone with me right now that would teach otherwise. Because you cannot find it in Scripture where the Lord tells us that we're to submit to tyrants. Now, at the very beginning of the show, we had some people on Top Chat talking about Daniel. Man, he was submitting to tyrants. No, he was thrown in the lion's den because he refused to submit himself to the tyrant. He submitted himself to God. That's what got him in trouble, right? Yeah, let's keep things in scriptural context here, friends. Okay, so moving on here, we've all heard of the Black Robe Regiment. The Black Robe Regiment were called the Black Robe Regiment, which were the preachers of the day who are the unsung heroes during the time of the War of Independence. We have been told it's the Revolutionary War, which it was in fact, but the fact of the matter was, our forefathers, along with that small population, were fighting for their own independence, okay? They were the ones that made the colonies aware of what was going on concerning the tyrant across the pond. They were called the Black Robe Regiment. I do a whole show on just those guys. But what I want to do is I want to go forward back to our forefathers concerning our representatives, okay? During the inception and to where we're at today, what does the Declaration of Independence tell us? They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights that comes from our Creator. Governments aren't instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, the Declaration of Independence. Where do our rights come from? God, first and foremost. We're going to come right back to Romans 13, 1 through 7, and I'm going to put this into perspective, and then I'm going to give you example after example. Be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans stand to lose federal unemployment benefits today if the standoff continues between Congress and President Trump over a COVID-19 relief package. The president refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, claiming it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. Representative Don Beyer reminding everyone,
if the president would sign the bill today, which is both the COVID relief package, $900 billion, and $1.4 billion to keep the government running for the rest of the fiscal year through September 30th, that's a great first step. That means the people on pandemic unemployment insurance, which runs out today, get to keep it.
The Virginia Democrat speaking on CNN, President Trump continuing to monitor the Christmas morning bombing situation in downtown Nashville. President-elect Biden also briefed on the bombing. USA Radio News. A double agent whose life story was told in books and movies is dead.
Russian officials announcing today that former British spy George Blake has died at the age of 98. Blake spied for the Soviets while working in Great Britain's SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service. His life changed forever in 1950 when he was kidnapped by North Korea. He explained in a documentary why he decided to work for the Soviets.
When I saw these enormous American flying fortresses flying low over what seemed to be defenseless Korean villages, I felt a feeling of shame. I felt very acutely that I was on the wrong side and that I should do something about it.
Blake admitted to being a double agent when he was arrested by the British in 1961. He served 5 years in prison before escaping to East Berlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
More news always can be found online at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy. I love this, but I need like 2 or 3 hours every time we have a show because I've been trying to knock this show down for 3 weeks now. And, you know, I'm opening the lines up to you. And if you want to make it your show, folks, you can make it your show. I got Richard calling from Pennsylvania. What say you, my friend?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Blessings. Blessings from Pennsylvania, the birthplace there of the Declaration of Independence, you know.
Cool. I was just there last year. It's interesting. Right when you go up to the Liberty Bell, speaking of which is right by that particular area, it's interesting how they're trying to brainwash the young people that go through to look at the Liberty Bell concerning our democracy. Did you notice this? This is craziness, but they're doing it right in front of our face. We're a constitutional republic, friends. We're an empire of laws and not of men, said John Adams. And if you look at the Liberty Bell, what does it say? Leviticus 25:10, right on there. So welcome to the show. I appreciate your call, Richard. What say you?
Yeah, thank you. I wrote something quick. I'm going to read, and I have a follow-up question.
Okay, let's make it really quick, though, please.
I am. I'm a fast talker. I'll make it quick. So this
cool.
is what I wrote, and I have a question. It's simply, the censorship and cancel culture is ramped up so much right now, and most are unfortunately willingly ignorant. You are to be blamed if you are shutting your mouth under the fear of tyranny. It will always be the few, capital F. The many, capital M, take the broad way that leads to destruction. And I simply put Luke 9:57-62, which ends as, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So the question is simply this. And I'm certainly a son of liberty. I'm a PAC and patriot, born again Christian since 1987, mid 50s, small business owner. When it comes to the many, capital M, and you look at what are essentially bastard globalists who are Luciferians and pedophiles, and they're shaking their fist at God and saying, we're going to be gods on earth. The question becomes, what is the practical step for the few? And it will be the few led by Jesus Christ through a relationship with Jesus Christ through God the Holy Spirit. When does the tide turn? What are some practical steps? That's what I want to ask you, because I do respect your opinion.
Okay.
What happens from here?
I can only tell you what I do. I'm a preacher. If I don't practice it, I have no business telling you how you're supposed to live your life. I've not changed a thing about my life since 9 months ago. The fact of the matter is I knew judgment was coming. If you look at Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, it goes in stages. And it gets to the point where the Lord says, if you're not going to reprove or correct yourself for these, I'm going to bring it seven times worse. We're in the beginning stages of that right now. And the fact of the matter is when you have 330 million people just in America alone that submit to those that they say they don't trust, to submit to those that they know lie to them day in and day not, day out, it's crazy to me that they would listen to them now. What, all of a sudden, are they telling us the truth? No, they're not telling us the truth. And as the American people sit back and make fun of Bill Gates and make fun of Anthony Fauci, well, let me tell you something, Americans, the joke's on you, because 330 million people refuse to stand up, 86% of them calling themselves Christians. If they actually obeyed God, do you think we'd be in a predicament that we're in today? Absolutely not. And I want to say this in answer to your question. I think of Abraham Lincoln. Okay, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. He said to sin by silence when they should protest. The church is called to be Protestants. Protestants, right? They're called to reprove darkness by being the light. Ephesians 5:11. He said, to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. And that's what we're up against right now. But the fact of the matter is, where I see them fail, where I see them weak, I ask for more grace to keep his commandments better and to make most of the opportunities that God has given me because of their disobedience. I want to see what the Lord will do on my behalf, because me alone with God, I'm always in the majority. Just ask King David. And by the way, John Knox is actually the one that coined that phrase. Thank you for your call, my friend from Pennsylvania. I hope I helped. I want to go over to Montana. I got Keith calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? We got Keith? Hello? Do we have Keith? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and drop that. He must have got a little nervous for the service. We got Brenda from Arizona. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
I just want to say thank you. And I love and appreciate the fact that you back everything that you say with scripture.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate you. Listen, we can do this. You be encouraged, Brenda, okay? Because the history of the church is their backs are always up against the wall. And the Lord has allowed that to happen for the very purpose. Just ask the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. I mean, how many times did it look like it was all over for them? And then the Lord splits the sea with the blast of his nostrils. They were brought up. The Lord brings a fire, divides them from Pharaoh and his armies, to the point of, you know what? It's not about judging you. It's if we obey God. You know, just like, let me say it this way, because I'm thinking another thought here concerning even Noah's Ark, the judgment, folks, the rain, the judgment upon the wicked floats our boat. We need to understand this. We need to be encouraged. The judgment that was upon the wicked in the earth floated the very boat of Noah. And we better start taking the Lord at his word, because I cannot find for the life of me, friends. And I'm saying two things, but the same point, because they serve the same God, Noah and Moses. But it's interesting to note that you can find nowhere in scripture where Jesus Christ, the Father, ever one time failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. You stay faithful, Brenda. You keep yourself hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, Psalm 91. And rest in him, and trust in him. Because the Bible says that he encamps his holy angels around those that fear the Lord. Filial, not diabolical. Because they're there to what? Deal with your enemies. And the Bible is clear when it says, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. Rest assured, folks, scripture has not changed. Man has. I got Dan calling in from Ohio. Dan, I'm going to give you 1 minute, okay? I got to get back to my topic. Thank you for calling in. I always appreciate when you call in, but let's try to make it quick. What say you, my friend?
I will.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just go over a few things real quick. The Smith Modernization Act from 2012, basically they wrote in that they could start propagandizing us again. That's one. And you could see that was planned from there. Number two, I saw a report on CBS News that they told you they want you to wear not a N95 mask, because what you're releasing is straight air, and that could contaminate people, because remember, you wear a mask to protect other people.
Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to point out...
Can I say something to that, Dan? The problem that we're having here is the American people, they were never given the facts concerning the COVID-19 narrative. I mean, folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's a 99.75% recovery rate to 99.5%. It was even higher than that, I've seen in some cases, 0.98 recovery rate. They've never proven their narrative. They've already got people wearing masks. They've already got people's businesses shut down and submitting to it. They've already got the American people talking about vaccinations. And yet, 9 months ago, I told the American people the pill in this jam is going to be the vaccinations, because the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. The problem that they're having is they never prove their narrative. But you know what? We have, day after day, week after week, but yet the American people are submitting to those that they don't believe in once again, Dan.
Exactly. And the last thing I'll say, and it's to prove your point you always quote, is people need to know the Bill of Rights and Constitution, because we don't even need to bother quoting Romans 13, because if we know the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they cannot legally force you to close your business, and they cannot legally force you to wear a mask.
That's right.
God bless you, Bradley, and thank you for the show.
I appreciate you too, my friend. I do want to tell people, I'm giving it away just a little bit here, but most people are talking about Romans 13, right? And I know Dan knows this, but here's the fact of the matter. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Is it evil, friends, to submit to tyranny? Oh, you better know it is. Is it good to submit to a tyrant? Absolutely not. Is it good to obey God and overthrow a tyrant? And I'm talking about lawfully. Oh, you know it is. There's provision found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay? So a little common sense does come into play here. We got Keith calling in from Montana. What say you, my friend?
Yes, Bradley, I apologize. I was mute challenged the first time you took my call. I'd like to thank you for your dedication to studying the Bible, the truth of the Bible, and not trying like a lot of these pastors today to try to sugarcoat it to fit the word. And I'd like to say that you may know my family, among others, has been attacked by CPS and LGBT people working
with
CPS. And,
yep.
And for some reason, we just can't... you know, those kind of people, where we're told to trust those people and kind of kneel down and follow down those people. And I don't see that in the Bible. And not only that, I just see, unfortunately, no matter what we do, it seems that conservative, true Christians in them are always going to be in conflict. And I'm afraid that's just the way it is. But, you know, I say we need to protect our family.
Amen.
Amen.
I totally agree, and thank you for your comments. I totally appreciate that, Keith. And by the way, I do remember who you are. We did an event in Montana, and I met you there. And God bless you, and thank you again for your kind comments. And I totally agree with what you have said. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to Romans 13 now. And then what I want to do is I want to get to Scripture, and I want to show you and put the question to you as to where did the patriarchs submit to tyranny. Folks, I'm here to tell you, they did just the exact opposite. Let me give you Romans 13, 1 through 7, really quick. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Who established those higher powers? God did. Can somebody show me in Scripture where God told us to submit to tyrants? Nope, you can't find that. There is no power of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnations. For why? Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. And we don't have rulers in the United States of America. We have representatives that work for we the people. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right. Hey, by the way, yeah, and I was going to get to that. We got a Top Chat friend right now. Dan, exactly 11 of the 12 apostles died a martyr's death for disobedience to corruption in government and Pharisees. You're exactly right. See, but the church in America today is not teaching scripture anymore. They're teaching men to submit to the pulpit's fear. And it's the fear of man, which is diabolical, which brings a curse, rather than the fear of God, which is filial, which brings a blessing. Okay, that's what's going on, and great point. I'm glad, folks, I really love when I get smart callers. I really love when I get smart comments posted out there, because it just keeps people on the straight and narrow. But by the way, this is how we do it. And now we're doing our job. We're preaching to the gospel. We're preaching the gospel to the world, and that's exactly what we need be doing. And thank you for the help on Top Chat on our social media platforms. We totally appreciate it. Now listen, Charles Spurgeon said he barely got to his topic, and he said a swallow's wing, the very tip of it, concerning his discourses. And that's exactly what I feel like. But listen, what I don't ever want to do is when I get, because I still got a lot to cover here. But what I want you to know is when you make it your show, I'm going to make it your show. Okay? Because this is your radio show. I want people, pro or con, if we have to contend for the faith, that's totally fine. If we have to reprove, correct, or instruct, that's totally fine. If you want to add something to the table, that's totally fine. But I want you guys to know that this is your show. And that's exactly what we did here again today. And I totally appreciate the phone calls from all over the country. As a matter of fact, I got some Top Chat friends that are from New Zealand. And I just love it. Or sometimes from Israel and other parts of the world, Canada. And we totally appreciate you guys as well. And you can always call in, and you feel free to do so. But let me do my best to at least bring a consummation to what I've been talking about concerning this discourse. We keep coming back, though we keep going off on these little rabbit trails or different branches. We always come back to the same trunk concerning those branches, right, in this, concerning the topic. So let me come back to this. I just said Romans 13, 1 through 7. I'm not going to read all through 1 through 7, but we know that let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. We know that God ordained the powers, okay? And I want to say this, when you go down to the third verse, it says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil, okay? He's a ministry of God. He's a minister of God to thee for good. So are your representatives, okay? But if that, if you do that which is evil, the Bible says be afraid, okay? So with that said, let's go over to 1 Peter really quick, chapter 2, and let's go down to 13. What does it say? Submit yourselves to the ordinance of man for what? The Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Our king, our supreme law is the supremacy clause found in Article 6, Section 2. And the fact of the matter is it says right after that, it says, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by God for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Okay? Moving on. So let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Okay, God ordained the power, and that rulers are not to be a terror to good works, but to the evil. Question mark. Did God tell his church to submit to that which he condemns? Absolutely not. Is the church in civil government to justify the wicked and to condemn the righteous? Absolutely not. Just the exact opposite. Is the church to transgress God's laws and his commandments? Absolutely not. If he did, that would make God unjust, right? And that's what you're seeing from the hirelings in the pulpits across America today. They are creating a God that is not the God of the Bible. The church, along with civil government, is to magnify and enforce his laws unto judgment. Psalm verse 48. You can go to Isaiah 42:21. You can go to the New Testament. You can find in Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. You can go back to Matthew 5. You can see where Jesus continuously magnified the law through faith. Read Romans 3:31. He was a preacher of the circumcision, going to the Jews that were broken by the law. Hello, because in Romans 3 it tells us unto them was given the oracles of God, his moral law, right? Gosh, and people talk like they know what they're talking about in the church today when they tell you to submit to tyrants. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Read Matthew 5:17 when you get a moment. Read Romans 3:31 when you get a moment. The Lord has, in fact, commanded nowhere in Scripture for the church to submit to the wicked. The Bible teaches us just the exact opposite. We are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, Ephesians 5:11. Furthermore, it would contradict what Scripture teaches us from Genesis all the way to Revelations every step of the way. Okay? Think of this. Those that serve we the people before taking office again swear to uphold the U.S. Constitution with their hand on the Bible. They are appointed to what? Magnify law against crime, not crime against the law. That's what you see today. Put that up against Psalm 94, verse 20. America is based on common law, the Mosaic Institution. Read the Torah, the Decalogue, the five books of Moses. Okay? What did William Blackstone, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu, they were the ones that helped establish English common law. I have them right behind my back. Okay? William Blackstone, English common law, said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. To the law of God. Representatives are to magnify the law, not to tear it down. And yet this is what you're seeing today in a major way. This is what the biblically illiterate are teaching others to do, to submit to tyrants and resist God and his church and his word, thereby making themselves and putting themselves at war with God. You'll never prosper that way. Sin is a reproach to all nations. It's a reproach, okay? So I ask, are Christians to submit to those who have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb? Absolutely not, but the hirelings would have you believe that. Are Christians to submit to those who have defined marriage where man can now marry a man and a woman can now marry a woman? Absolutely not, but what are the American people doing? They're doing just that. Just ask to the evangelical board around Donald Trump. Man, they're going right along with the spirit of the world. Whatever the Supreme Court says, they do. And that's what they preach. God has not ordained that. Read 1 Kings 13:33, okay? Are we supposed to submit to those who lie continuously, to them that steal and even kill? Absolutely not. Are we to submit to what God condemns? Absolutely not. Yes, this is what the perverse modern-day professing Christians are teaching the sheep in America today. Okay? I want to tell you this. It would do you well to now look to the Christ when he said that we are to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, corrupt doctrines of those who claim to be the children of God, as well as the leaven of Herod, corrupt doctrines of government. Read Mark 8:15. Okay? If you remember, it was those same people who called for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ while crying out, "We have no king but King Jesus, no king but Caesar. See what's happening, friends? Submit to the state, to the tyrants, rather than to Christ, the king. And Jesus foretold the judgment that would come, and it came, didn't it? And I'm preaching the same message right now, friends. Do these teach such heresy not realize that every apostle except John was killed by hostile, corrupt civil authorities opposed to their endeavors? Hey, folks, do you see what's going on right now? Who's under attack? You see the virus? You see these emergencies? Hey, folks, what's going on in Tennessee right now? You can always tell when the brown shirts are at work and false flags are enacted. Because what happens is when these things happen, like what just took place in Nashville, they attack the people and their rights. When they attack the people and their rights, you can rest assured who's at work. And it's the tyrants that are at work. If you've ever learned anything from the brown shirts, it's just that. They send in those to stir it up, domestic insurrection, and then the same government comes behind them, the dictators and the tyrant wannabes. They come in behind them, and then they play the problem solvers. Are we supposed to submit to that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hey, folks, Christians throughout history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by corrupt what? Civil authorities of all stripes for what? Refusing to submit to their various lawless policies and prohibitions. Did Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to authority? Of course not. Also keep in mind that magistrates have limited and defined authority in civil matters. Okay? It has no power or authority to terrorize good people or good works. It has no power or authority to be a terror to law-abiding citizens. What do you see today, America? Just that. God never gave them authority, and any and all government that oversteps the divine authority and its boundaries has no divine authority or protection. Just ask the good judges in the United States of America that are telling you what the governors and the mayors are doing is unconstitutional. They're educating the American people. Read Judges 2 when you get a moment. So, civil government is a minister for God to thee for good. Romans 13:4. It's not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Anyone who teaches that they have authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good is ignorant and uneducated in their misleadings. Read 1 John 4:6. Folks, I've got another portion of this, and it gets right to Scripture, and it shows you exactly what the patriarchs did in defying tyranny. I'm going to talk about it Monday.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.